Welcome to TED in Your Head, the podcast created exclusively to help you transform your thinking to show up powerfully and authentically in your life and in your business. Your host is Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist and high performance coach. On this show, we talk about how to tap into the power of your mind, release bad habits, eliminate fear and the limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. We dive deep into cultivating the success mindset that you need for a life of abundance, health, and happiness. Let's check it out and welcome your host, Ted Moreno.
Greetings, everybody out there in podcast land, and thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. I am your host, Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist, high performance coach, and I help people to stop scaring themselves. We're going to talk about that today. And this involves changing how we talk with ourselves and changing our relationship to our own confidence and trust and ability to overcome challenges. So if you think you could use some support in that area, I'll tell you at the end of our podcast today how to get in touch with me. So maybe we can talk about how we can move you a little bit forward. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that I'm on Spotify now? That's right. Just search for Ted in the Head, Ted in Your Head, not in any head, your head, and you'll be able to find me. So for now, let's get into today's episode, Anticipatory Anxiety, How to Stop Fearing What Hasn't Happened. So I'll begin with a little story. I bought the house that I live in right now in the middle of the recession in 2009, and that's why I was able to buy it, right? Because housing prices had crashed. My hypnotherapy practice, I wouldn't say it crashed, but it was very slow. Everybody was hanging on to their money. And a scary thought started eating its way into my mind like a parasite, and it went something like this. Because of this recession, I'm going to lose my house, and I just bought it. So this thought grew in intensity and fear as I continued to feed the virus with negative scenarios, such as imagining my wife and I packing up our stuff and moving back into an apartment feeling ashamed and embarrassed. I had been in tough financial situations in the past, which had caused me a lot of anxiety and fear. It got to the point where I found myself expecting something bad to happen at any moment. Ever had that feeling? Because of the negative vibes I was sending out, my business phone stopped ringing almost completely, which made the situation even worse. I was as nervous as a snail crossing the highway, and I was experiencing anticipatory anxiety, which is the fear of what might happen. One night I was lying in bed, kind of freaking out, thinking about all the past pickles I'd found myself in, when all of a sudden it occurred to me that I had been in situations much more dire, much worse, and had managed to make it through. I'd never been homeless. I'd always had enough to eat, almost, and always had people willing to help me out. I realized at that point that I had been creating frightening images in my mind that simply had not happened. I was scaring the crap out of myself. I call this, by the way, scat pooey. I've made podcasts about this particular topic before. Scat pooey stands for scaring the poop out of yourself. Maybe I'll redo that podcast. But anyway, the truth was, I was not even close to losing my house. Yet, I was imagining it as if it was already happening. And because the mind can't distinguish between what is real and what is vividly imagined, these scary scenarios were creating fear and anxiety in me. That night, I made a commitment to stop focusing on what I didn't want. I wrote some goals down and started to focus and think about what I did want, which was prosperity, abundance, and happiness. We think that worry will protect us. It won't. We think that having anxiety will prepare us. It won't. In fact, all anxiety and worry really does is shut us down and make us afraid. Now, it's good to be concerned, and it's wise to plan for eventualities. It's smart to see the writing on the wall and be prepared with a contingency plan. It's another thing entirely to create fear and worry over something that doesn't exist or that hasn't happened yet. To imagine something bad happening before it's happened is really not helpful. In my work with clients, typically people who have anticipatory anxiety are people who are already anxious about things like driving, social situations, test taking, or even being able to perform well in bed. The thought that creates anticipatory anxiety is, what if, this bad thing happens? For example, someone who is anxious while driving might avoid driving altogether because of the thought, what if I have a panic attack while driving? Or what if I can't find a way to get off the freeway because there's no exits? Or what if I have to go over a bridge? Even though it may have been years since they had a panic attack, they still have that anticipatory anxiety. Of course, this kind of thinking makes anxiety and even a panic attack more likely to happen, right? It's a vicious cycle of fear. Someone who has social anxiety, for example, might think, what if I get self-conscious and turn red and people notice that I'm uncomfortable and then I'm going to get embarrassed? That's another example of anticipatory anxiety. Call it the fear of being afraid. If we perceive something will be fearful for us, or if we have found that situation fearful in the past, we can become so unwilling to go through that fear again that we start making ourselves afraid or anxious even before anything's happened, and that's how we protect ourselves, right? There's a great article on the Psychology Today website titled Anticipatory Anxiety, Bleeding Before You Are Cut. It's a great article. Look it up. It goes on to say that anticipatory anxiety is the anxiety we experience in anticipation of doing things that frighten us. Anticipatory anxiety is the third layer of anxiety, the avoidance aspect. Anticipatory anxiety has the ability to shut us down and stop us cold. So what can we do to keep anticipatory anxiety at bay? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. The first thing to do is to be clear about what you want and not focus on what you don't want, right? Whatever you focus on expands. You might say to yourself, my intention is to be calm and comfortable while driving, or I want to feel calm and in control in social situations. Write it down like a goal and start to direct your mind towards the outcome you want to see and get your mind more familiar with that. Ask yourself, how would my life be better if I can be free from this fear, from this anticipatory anxiety? So start to hone in and focus on how you want it to be, even if you don't know how you're going to get there. Second, try to see reality clearly if you can. Anticipatory anxiety can cloud your vision. Get present to what's happening now instead of the disaster that you think will happen. Then deal with what's in front of you. If you can do that, you'll see that it's probably not as bad as the horror film in your head. So you want to get out of your head and into your body. Breathe and take some steps to calm yourself down in the moment. Ask yourself, am I exaggerating? Am I catastrophizing a little too much? Can you step back just a bit and say, well, it probably won't be that bad, or it's probably not likely to happen? So check in with yourself and be clear that you might actually be scaring yourself when you don't need to. Next, you want to check your language. Check what you're saying to yourself. Does it sound something like this? Oh my God, I just know that this is going to be terrible. If so, stop yourself and ask yourself, how do I know that? Can I predict the future? How do I know that it's going to be terrible? Of course, the answer is you don't. Even if it has been that way before, remember the past does not have to equal the future. Every thought is a prayer to the universe, and all human creation starts in the mind, including fear or confidence. So you can use daily affirmations to change your pattern of self-talk. My favorite affirmation is this: right here, right now, everything's okay. I love that. Practice calming yourself now in the moment as you think about the situation that's coming up. This will help to associate calm and relaxation with the situation that's fearful to you. See, it's easier to calm yourself now when you're thinking about the thing than to try to calm yourself when you're in the middle of it. The next step is to determine what actions you can take now to prepare, remedy, or plan for the situation that's worrying you. So you want to ask, how can I make this more manageable for myself? Realize that for every problem, there is a solution. It may not be the ideal solution, but try something. Doing nothing leaves you even more paralyzed and stuck with that churning feeling in your gut. And by the way, feel free to check out my podcasts about social anxiety, driving anxiety, test anxiety. If you search at tedmoreno.com/podcast, which takes you to SoundCloud, you can search for those particular episodes. All right. So lastly, see if you can cultivate trust and confidence in your ability to overcome fear and to meet your challenge and overcome your challenges. I can assure you of this. You have no idea how resilient you can be. Sometimes we need to be put to the test to force us to reach deep down inside for courage, resourcefulness, and plain old grit. You really have to tell yourself every day, I refuse to use the immense power of my imagination to create fear and anxiety for myself. I'm up for this challenge. It may not go my way, but I won't let it take me down. So you really got to encourage and motivate yourself with positive self-talk. Also, it's helpful to accept that, hey, some things are scary and that your mind is doing what it needs to do to keep yourself safe. So don't beat yourself up for being afraid. The key is to face the fear and move through it. But if you're scaring yourself all the way to the particular situation, then you're never even going to get to the situation and have an opportunity to overcome it. Remember, anticipatory anxiety creates avoidance. You know, we have these amazing imaginations that allow us to imagine things that don't exist. This allows us to create, first in our minds, then in reality, amazing accomplishments, dreams, and desires. Or we can use that same amazing imagination to create the most frightful scenarios that leave us trembling and disempowered. It all starts in the mind. How will you use the incredible power of your mind? Well, I hope you use it for good instead of evil. Speaking of the incredible power of the mind, if you need some help tapping into that power to overcome fear and anxiety, I invite you to reach out and request a complimentary consultation with moi. Go to tedmoreno.com/contact, send me an email, and I'll get back to you within 48 hours. We'll have a conversation to see if hypnotherapy and high-performance coaching is right for you. And if you feel that it is, which you probably will, we'll get started with your first hypnotherapy session. So, in closing, let me leave you with a quote by Alfred Hitchcock, the master of terror and fear himself. And he said, "There is no terror in the bang, only the anticipation of it." Isn't that a great quote? Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. And by the way, you can always read these podcasts as blog posts by going to tedmoreno.com/blog. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again soon. Until then, take good care of yourself. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. If bad habits, fears, and limiting beliefs are keeping you from the success you want, then it might be time to change your mind. To learn more about how TED can personally help you win at life and business, visit www.tedmoreno.com. That's www.tedmoreno.com. tedmoreno.com. And we will see you next time on the TED in Your Head podcast.